Patriots wide receiver, Deion Branch. Deion, Mutt and Lou, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on today? Well, I'm not sure. You've got a teammate shirtless on Twitter with a porn star. That's what's going on, Deion Branch.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I'm behind the news on that one, man.
Hey,
I haven't heard anything about that one.
We were just wondering, you're not the one taking a picture, were you? Because we're still trying
to figure out. I'm good on that. I'm smooth.
All right. How was your bye week anyways? Any big plans? Enjoy yourself? Relax?
Nah, man. Everything just relaxed and chill with the family. I had the opportunity to go down and see my college player game, you know, met up with Coach Belichick before the game. We shook hands, and I wished him well.
Yeah, was that weird? You're there in Louisville, and you're on one sideline. I got Coach Belichick with Schiano on the other sideline. Was that? That's a weird spot. Your head coach is there. You're rooting against his team.
Yeah, it was a little weird. You know, I sort of got the feel that the head coaches have when they meet up and stuff at the 50-yard line. But, you know, Coach and I met, and we shook hands and wished each other well.
You didn't give him a strong handshake and a pat in the back, kind of like a Harbaugh Schwartz whole thing, did you? Hope it was cordial.
I was close to it. Almost did it.
Like Belichick Mangini? I mean, he wasn't too happy either. You guys took him down. I mean, this is serious stuff here. But, you know, Deion, that kind of performance might not fly in the Big 12, you know, in the future.
Man, I'm telling you, man. You know what? It was a little up and down. You know, I think Coach Strong will get the guys going and rolling on the right track. You know, one thing I want to say also, my prayers and condolences go out to AC, one of the young guys who was injured in the game. He suffered. It was a freak accident. I'm pretty sure you all saw it.
Yeah, he went in. It was like a tackle. It went low and just kind of caught his helmet on the player.
Yeah, I think the most important thing that came out of the whole situation, he was moving a lot while he was on the ground. So that's real good. You know, unfortunately, we don't know what's going to happen with his career, but I hope this guy, you know, return and have a great recovery and everything.
That was a typical Big East game, and we all hope AC's okay, but my God, I'm a Big East guy. I watched that game. It was dueling games. You had Syracuse, West Virginia up against that, and that was a sloppy affair at your alma mater on Friday.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get it right. Trust me, I'm not worried. I know Coach Strong will get the guys in order.
Hey, you got a bye week. How much football do you watch? I mean, do you sit down yesterday and watch it, or you kind of get away from it?
Nah, because to be honest, if you're traveling and stuff, you don't really have the opportunity to do that. I had the chance to watch a little of the Chargers Jet game, which was a good one, and just a little bit of Chicago Tampa Bay game. Other than that, the rest of us just traveling and trying to straighten things out at home before I left. Really didn't have time to sit down and watch any of it, to be honest.
We talked to Patrick Chung about this a little bit on Friday. The tape that you guys watch, Deion, and the all coaches 22 tape versus what we see on TV, it's a lot different. It sounds like for an NFL player, you don't get anywhere near the type of view on television you get on the coaches tape.
Yeah. Well, you all don't get it. We get the most important things.
Mm-hmm.
I think you all, I think the thing about us, we don't get all the sound and everything. We just get exactly what we need, the main plays. And different copies, different views. So sometimes what you see in instant replay, that's some of the things that we get on our copies that you wouldn't have access to have. So, I mean, rightfully so, you all wouldn't need it. You're not playing the game, so, you know. We need all those things to see if a DB, I mean, see if a receiver get both of his feet down, you know, on the sideline, things like that. We get the main stuff.
We're talking to Deion Branch of Patriots Monday. Speaking of sound, there was a really interesting story locally in the Boston Globe yesterday, Deion, about the NFL miking up centers and guards in these games. And it came about because your quarterback, Tom Brady, all his audibles, everything he says, sword, cable, everything he's saying, we've joked about this with you, we can hear on TV. And there are those of the NFL that say, look, you get that tape, you match up what the quarterback is saying, you can hear it, it's great audio now in these games with the high def. You match that up, you might be able to pull some of the audibles. Is that something that you guys have talked about? Do you like the idea that you can hear all this?
I think that's something. I don't know if it's a great idea. I just think that's something for the NFL that want to give the fans a lot more access, you know, and have the fans feel a little bit more involved in the game of football. You know, it is the world's greatest sport. But I think overall, those are some great tips for other teams,
mm-hmm.
you know, because not only do we get the coaches' copy, they also get the actual game copy as well. So, you know, hopefully teams are smart enough to make sure they're changing their audibles and things like that. But it's a good thing for the fans, but I think overall, as a professional football team, it's not good as far as the game planning and stuff, things like that. You know, But like I said, it's something that we're probably not all for. Hmm. But if this what this the direction that the league is going in, we have to abide by it.
Oh, you've been in the NFL a long time. You've been through the bye weeks. Is there a certain day where it just sort of clicks? You know, the vacation is over and it's time to get back to getting ready for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, probably that Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, because guys start getting that feel when you know, okay, I'm supposed to be playing a game today. You know, I would say yesterday was the day that, okay, our bodies and stuff mentally, not just our bodies, mentally, we're in tune and actually trying to filter things out, get ourselves prepared to know that, hey, tomorrow I'll be back in the gym working out. Tuesday, some teams may be off, some teams may practice. Wednesday, it's time to get back to business, get ready for the game week.
Now, I know the NFL, the new rules, and you guys enjoy that as far as the contact and pads and whatnot, but one thing from last week's game you can look at, the defensively is a great game, but tackling might have been an issue. How hard is that with some of these new rules and contact and defenders not being able to work on some of that contact, maybe you not being able to work on certain things too?
Exactly. Well, it's a plus and a minus, you know, because to be honest, I don't know if it was a lot of teams that were really going through the season that was hitting either. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, it's good to put the pass on the block.
But you guys do it a lot, right?
Yeah,
Bill would do it a lot.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't tip off everything we did, but, you know, we get the work in and practice. You know, Coach Belichick know how to use the rules. He abides by it. We do everything we possibly can within the realms of the league in the room. But I think overall when guys, you know, you see guys missing tackles, it may be different things. Guys may be taking bad angles. I wouldn't sit and say it's all because we can't hit in practice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's good to get the feel there. There's going to be missed tackles throughout this entire league from today to the rest of the season to the Super Bowl. Those things are going to happen. I wouldn't blame it all on the fact that you're not putting pads on during the season. Now, there's some chances sometimes that we should be allowed to put the pads on and that it do help. That I will say.
Might be one of those weeks here going against the physical Pittsburgh team. These guys know how to hit. The Steeler team you're going to play on Sunday.
Yes, they do. Trust me, man, I'm looking forward to it, the opportunity. You know, they went out and played a great game against Arizona on the road. And then, you know, now they're back at home, which I think they're undefeated at home. So we got our hands full. You know, we got to hit the ground running this week, man. We got a big game. And, you know, I know all the guys are excited to get back and get started.
You know, I remember last year when you came over from Seattle, that first game, you had Baltimore right away. But then as the season got going, you're at Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, back-to-back. And I remember thinking, those are the type of games for you that maybe you might have missed as far as that hype goes. You know, and going to Pittsburgh, you know how big this game is every year.
Yes, sir. It's always big. And, you know, all of them, not to disrespect none of the teams that we played in the past, but every game is big. You know, we're going to get every team's best, and we're going to give every team our best. You know, we know that going into the game each and every week that, hey, we're going to get this team best, period. So we got to go out there and match their intensity across the board from player to player and coach to coach. That's exactly what we have to do. But being away from this type of atmosphere, this type of rivalry, such as New England-Pittsburgh rivalry, I did miss some of that.
In terms of Heinz Field, we've heard some stories, Dion, about how loud that place gets. You were with us talking about how loud Oakland was when you went out there. Is this one of those places where walking in, you can sort of feel it from the minute you're out there for warm-ups, got the iPad on, ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, from the previous years that I played and played against those guys, it's been the same. I mean, the Heinz Field is going to be packed. Those guys are going to be in there with a lot of energy. And we got to go out and match their intensity on the football field. You know, let our play take over. Some kind of way we're going to have to ignore all the stuff that's going to be going on in the crowd and the stands because it's going to be there. And, hey, it's a big game. It's a big game. It's a real big game.
Now, I know the football life, you know, Bill and Tom talking about Ed Reed and the respect they had from him. I'm guessing it's similar for Troy Polamalu. And as a wide receiver going up against a Pittsburgh defense, is that kind of like the guy in the back of your mind you know who's out there and just how aggressive he can be?
Him. Harrison, all those guys, Simmons. I mean, we can go down the list and name all those guys. Ike, I mean, the secondary is good. Clark is a great safety. You know, Troy Polamalu is a great, strong safety. I mean, this guy's all over the field. Secondary is good. They got a great defensive team. They got a great defensive coach. Head coach is great. You know, they pretty much do exactly what he asks them to do, and that's why they're so successful.
And then on top of that, when you got a guy like Ben Roethlisberger controlling the offense, you know, that pretty much sets the tone for the team. You know, hey, this is going to be a great challenge for us this week, you know, coming off this bye week, just to see exactly where we stand. And the NFL put us up against coming off our bye week.
Yeah, and you get the 4:15 game, the national game, Sunday afternoon. We get you out on this. So you said you're behind the news a little bit on your offensive teammate, Rob Gronkowski, showing up
right,
on Twitter.
But I
know for a fact you've seen the picture. So give me an idea of this.
I haven't seen nothing. That's what I'm saying, until my man just told me.
Okay. So let's hypothetical then, because you haven't seen the picture, apparently. Hypothetically, okay. one of your teammates, shows up without his shirt on with an attractive woman on Twitter. Hypothetically, Dion, okay? What is the reaction in your locker room from the offensive side of the football? Give us some insight. What are Gronk's teammates hypothetically going to say to him about a hypothetical picture you haven't seen yet?
All right, let's go back to the main statement. Who is the guy here?
Rob Gronkowski.
Okay, that's the answer.
That's all you need to know. And by the way, apparently he carries his own jersey around with him in case he gets in those situations. So,
hey, that's how I got, man. Rob's a great guy, great kid, man. He brings a lot of energy in his locker room. And if those pictures are true, which I can't wait to see, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of things that's going to be said in this locker room.
Now, you don't carry a spare Deion Branch jersey around with you, right?
I'm good.
All right.
Not a Seattle one? Come on. You got a Seattle one autographed by Pete Carroll somewhere hidden in the trunk in case you see somebody else?
My baby does. It's so funny. My daughter, my 3-year-old baby, she carries around like a car, anything, just walk around the house with like I'm somebody different. I'm like, baby, I'm here, but she has this card in her hand just walking around like somebody about to take her dad. And it's so funny.
Okay. Well, we want to know next week what the reaction was to this alleged picture. And we'll talk to you after
have
the Pittsburgh game.
Them.
We'll see you at Gillette on Monday.
Hey, appreciate it, fellas. Y'all might know about it earlier before next week.
Good. Appreciate it. Deion Branch joins us here on a Patriots Monday, Mutt and Lou, Sports Radio, WEEI.